I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. If we're fortunate, we have genuine heroes in our lives. Some of our heroes may be extraordinary, people whose spectacular feats defy comprehension. Perhaps a citizen who risked her life to save total strangers from a burning house, or Navy SEALs who rescued children trapped in a remote cave. Sometimes heroism is much more quiet and understated. Ordinary people who go about their daily lives with earnest dedication, answering the call of duty without fanfare. As Patty Higgins notes, sometimes we find out about inspiring heroism in unlikely places.
My family recently found my grandfather's World War I journal and a 39-page letter he wrote to his immigrant parents from post-war France. The letter is dated November 24th, just 13 days after peace was declared in 1918. My grandfather, Pop-Pop, kept but never shared his letter or journal. As I pieced together his story, I've learned that Pop-Pop was a young widower who left his three-year-old son in the care of his family in New Rochelle, New York, and heeded Uncle Sam's call to make the world safe for democracy. He captured and killed Germans and witnessed fellow soldiers die beside him. He was gassed and hospitalized, snuck out of the hospital to rejoin his unit, then fought in the bloodiest and deadliest battle in American history, only to be gassed again. On one particularly harrowing night, he was pinned down in a shell hole by enemy fire for 6 long hours. With his gas mask on and with no means of returning fire, he prayed to be reunited with his parents and his son one day. I never knew any of this. I knew he had 2 Purple Hearts, but as a child, thought that meant he had a medical condition. My own father described Pop-Pop as kind and gentle, but passive, and a guy who drank too much beer, which embarrassed Dad. So we didn't learn of the events that forever changed his mental and physical health. That's not to say that Pop-Pop was a war hero. Over 116,000 men made the ultimate sacrifice in just 9 months, during the war that was supposed to end all wars. He was a cog in the wheel of his nation's larger and extraordinary narrative of the time. A regular guy who rose to the occasion, followed orders, did his duty, and didn't expect recognition but deserved it. Yet a century later, his writings have reached out to teach me anew about duty, connection, how ordinary can change the world, how imperfection, good and evil, are part of us all. He's given me hope that I am connected across time, geography, generations, to him and my parents before me, to my children and their children's children after me. I believe Pop-Pop's story, everyone's story, is worth knowing, even if it takes 100 years to hear it.
Patty Higgins spent her long career as a clinical social worker and now comes to us from Charlestown, Rhode Island. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.